Right, colleagues, are we ready to begin again? Now, this is where it gets complicated. You're going to have to listen to me very carefully. First of all, Councillor Taylor, so glad you made it. I understand you got stuck in traffic. But I have to ask you, and I should have done it before, so I apologise. Do you have any declaration of interest to make in respect of either of these applications?
No, I don't. No.
And did you have any declaration to make on any of the applications you've heard since you came in?
No, I didn't. No.
Thank you very much. Right, thank you. Would you like to repeat that, Councillor Lowe?
I said that's good because we'd have had to start it again.
Thank you for your comment. Right. As the speakers on these two applications, we have Mr. Jassel. Is an objector, and he will speak for 5 minutes. I will come now to Mr. Tom Collins, who is the agent for the developer, and he has made a late request to speak to address the committee. I have no objection to him doing that. How do the committee feel? Are you happy for him? Thank you. All those in favour, quick. That's lovely, thank you. So Mr. Collins will speak after Mr. Jassel. And then Mr. Sangwine he's been put in the wrong column. He should be in the next column because he will speak on behalf of Woodthorpe Residents Association, and he is going like that because of course Woodthorpe does not have a parish council, so he will take the place, the Residents Association. And then Councillor Birgitta Worrell will then speak as well as councillor. Thank you. And but Mr. Jassel, Mr. Sangwin, did you wish to speak together?
Yes, please. Mr. Sangwin going first.
Would you be able to speak separately in order for us to keep the procedure correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Very well. We will come then to item 5F, application number P/20/1390/223 Main Street, Woodthorpe. And tonight we will have a presentation by our planning officer, Mr. Worley. Mr. Worley, please.
Thank you, Chair. I feel I should start by apologising for presenting you with such a complicated, twisting and turning report. That said, that is simply a reflection of the tangled web of planning policy that we have to live with at the moment. So it's a sign of the times, I'm afraid, and we'll only get better when we get the new local plan. We all look forward to the day. If it's any consolation, it wasn't much fun writing it either, by the way. Right, what I propose to do today is, to a certain extent, present both of the applications together and then reach a fork in the road, and then we'll take them individually. And the reason I'm proposing to do that is that I would think something like 75% of the issues are common to them both. All the stuff around Woodthorpe as a place, the policies that apply, are exactly the same for both applications. You'll remember from the site visit, they're only 100 yards apart, so that's the reason for that. So you don't have to hear it all twice, basically. You don't want to hear my voice for that long, that's for certain. So that's the plan. So I'll do the common stuff, And then I'll do the one for the site-specific bespoke stuff for the first application, 23-13-90. And at that point, pause, take the speakers, and you can proceed to debate and determine that one. Then I'll pick up the second application and repeat that that part of the process. So before I even look at any plans or show you any plans, the first thing I wanted to do is highlight to you the nature of the beast that we're dealing with tonight, because it's unusual for me, let alone members on the committee that might be new to it, in that this is an outline plan application for, it's actually up to seven dwellings, not exactly seven dwellings, with all matters reserved. And it's really quite unusual that we have an application with all matters reserved. So what that means, and I'll show you very shortly, is that the only plan that you're being asked to consider and approve by the applicant tonight is simply a red line on a map. So we don't know what these houses will look like, how they'll be arranged, even how many of them there would be, and so on and so on. It is simply that very basic principle of will you allow us to build up to seven houses on this site? And they're both seven, so the same question applies to both sites. So, really quite unusual. Nothing unusual about outline applications whatsoever, but usually at least they get something about them. They're almost always the access, and quite often something more, but this time it's almost completely naked. A line on a map. Like that. So they're the two sites. 2013-90 is the one in blue, and 1351 the one in red. So I will enter the stuff that's common to them both now. So firstly, really to back up the point that I made, that we have very scant information here. It's perfectly legitimate, I should add, at this stage, not very common. There is, however, a host of other information associated with these applications. Our file, if it was printed, would probably be inches thick, because and you'll have noticed the applications are 2020, so a lot's gone on in that time. And it's really important that you understand the status of these plans.